morning. We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay, and Moed Katan, and so we're continuing on some of the things that we're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So it says the Mishnah as follows, Mechapin, Esakitzios Bekash, a person who has cut figs that are sort of spread out all over the field. The assumption is that it's for like drying out the figs. So you have them laying out all over the field, so if you don't do anything to protect them, then it could be that they're going to get ruined. So because of that potential loss, we're allowed to cover them with a straw on Chol HaMoed, in order, again, to protect them from the rain, even though there's no malacha, but there's obviously an extra exertion there, so we still allow it because of the potential loss. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af me'abin." We can even make like a thick pile of these cut figs in order to make sure that you have these top figs that are going to protect those from those underneath them. That's possible, even though making that thick pile is going to be a source of extra exertion. We allow it because of the loss. Mochre peros kesus v'kilim mochre me'betzina l'tzorach ha'moed. So we said before that we don't like to allow 100% across the board buying and selling unless you're buying and selling for purposes for the festival itself. So we say that merchants who are going to be selling fruit, clothing, and various utensils in Kalim, they're allowed to sell these things only in private. Can they do it? And it's only for the needs of the Tzorech Demoed, only for the needs of the actual festival, but not publicly. So everyone wants to know what does mean not publicly. You have a store, how do you sell things privately? So the answer is, some of the Farshim explain that, let's say you have multiple doors, so you only keep one door open and not two doors open, and that would seemingly be okay. The Mishnah continues, Hatsayadin v'hatashoshos v'hagorosos osin mitzina l'tzorech ha'moed. You have people who are trappers, or they're grain pounders. That means they're like hitting the grain to separate them or to crush them. You have bean grinders. So all these people are allowed to do their work again in private for the needs of the moed, but again, not publicly. And then Rabbi Yossi says, no, heim hechmiru al atzman. Actually, an interesting halacha says, Rabbi Yossi, all these people, both the merchants and the workers, they evidently collectively got together and they said they're going to be stringent, they're going to be machmir on themselves, and they're going to say you can't even work in private. And so the Mefarshim explained, what does that mean? So you have a salesman who he needs to work on Chol HaMoed, so he can't work on Chol HaMoed anymore, because these group of people many years ago said that we're going to be machmir and not work. So the answer is no, that we don't pass on like Rabbi Yossi. We do allow people to work if it's going to be a potential loss and if it's going to be able to provide the needs for the moed. Both of those things would seemingly allow. That's the end of Mishnah B. Is the beginning of Perek. Perek B is the beginning of Perek Imel Mishnah Aleph. So now we're going to shift to the some additional halachos, and one halacha in particular that we'll start off with is, we know that a person is not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. There's a concern that if the Chachamim would have allowed shaving on Chol HaMoed, then people would have allowed themselves to go into the holiday unkempt, and then once Chol HaMoed came, because they had all this free time now, because maybe they're usually not working, so then they would be able to shave. So because of that, the Chazal say, no, you can't shave during Chol HaMoed, but there are exceptions to this rule. So we don't even say that it's us, or we just say that these are the people that are allowed to shave, but the assumption is that everyone else would be prohibited. Let's say someone came from like an overseas trip, he's allowed to shave. Let's say a person was released from captivity, he's allowed to shave. The Ayotzi Mibisa, a certain person who gets out of prison and wasn't able to shave or didn't care to shave while he was in prison. The Menuda Shi Tiru Lo Chachamim, or someone who was under some sort of a ban by the courts, by Chazal, by the Chachamim, and he was released from it by the Chachamim of the time, over Chol HaMoed, or maybe right before the Yontif, and he didn't have time to shave. V'chein Mishan Nish'al L'Chacham V'Hutar, and similarly, someone who made some sort of a vow, neder, that they're not going to shave. And all of a sudden, the Chachamim said, okay, during the Chol HaMoed, that's when they uproot, they say that the vow no longer counts, they matir the vow, and he can now shave, so they allow him to shave in Chol HaMoed because he couldn't shave beforehand. Then finally, so these were all cases that it wasn't a mitzvah to shave, but they were allowed to shave because they had unexpected circumstances. The HaNazir, however, then we have some mitzvah cases now. Let's say you have a Nazir who part of the end of his Naziris is shaving, so he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, so if his Naziris ends on Chol HaMoed, he could shave. The Mitzora HaOl, and Metzorah, who goes from his state of impurity to purity during the Chol HaMoed period, he also was allowed to cut his hair because this is part of his purification process, and therefore it's part of the mitzvah. Therefore, we do allow such a thing. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph in Perek Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. But for now, we will stop right here.